The short answer is yes, it carries an enormous amount of weight. He's a, you know, a senior, respected figure across the political spectrum, with some caveats, which I'll come to. He's, until recently, probably the best-known African-American politician in this country. And he has enormous clout in that has been perceived as being possibly Barack Obama's weak spot compared to John McCain, which is national security or foreign policy, however you want to term it. So it's a sort of reassuring thing, I think, possibly for the wavering voters, people who might have been leaning towards the Democrats and towards Obama on economic grounds, but might have harbored some sort of uncertainties on national security grounds. So I think it sort of will soothe those people and will, you know, help the Democrats usher them into the Obama camp. As regards Democrats who are already voting for Obama, then it's possibly a different story, because Powell obviously has a slightly tainted record with many people. I mean, notably for his February 2003 speech to the UN, which, you know, laid out the justification for going to war with Iraq. And Powell has subsequently described that as a blot on his record. But even with that sort of mea culpa, I think his standing among many liberal Democrats was harmed.
The two men, Colin Powell and John McCain, are friends, aren't they? Have been for years. How has McCain responded?
The only way he could do, you know, to say, well, you know, I have tremendous respect for Colin Powell, and he's a friend, and I respect his decision, and I'm pleased to, you know, note that I have the support of four other former secretaries of state. There is a personal relationship between the two, but, you know, I think they would both say, well, it's politics and it's a dirty game. But nevertheless, you do have to feel that, yes, if they have known each other and been friends and colleagues for so many years, then it is going to sting, really, that some of the criticisms that came from Powell, because he didn't only criticise the policies that have come from the McCain campaign. He criticised the style of the campaign, and that really has to come down ultimately to John McCain. For example, he criticised the sort of rightward drift of the party over the last few months as the campaign has intensified, and he criticised the selection of Sarah Palin as McCain's running mate, and he said something along the lines of, you know, that makes you question his judgment.